Welcome to the Daily Motivation Podcast. As Zig Ziglar reminds us, motivation doesn't last, but neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. And that's why this podcast is here for you daily. In these episodes, you'll hear tips on staying pumped up to lose weight, start a business, or reach any and all professional goals that you have in mind. Follow and tune in to stay positive, inspired, and motivated to shine one day at a time. Okay, so if you checked into the last episode about decreasing unnecessary stress, I just want to say we're going to continue on with that theme. And along those lines, I have a question for you. So actually I have two questions. So the first question is, right here today, if you were to write down a list of all the things that you're stressed about, could you write down maybe 5 things, maybe 10 things, maybe 15 things? How many things could you write down on a list of what you are stressed about this day, this moment, what things are weighing on you and frustrating you and keeping you demotivated? Think about it right now. Think about how many things might be on that list. Now, the second question goes along with today's quote of the day. The quote of the day today comes from E. Joseph Kosman, and it says, "If you want to test your memory, try to recall what you were worrying about 1 year ago today." Now, if you were in some sort of crazy situation 1 year ago today, and maybe you were gaining a job, losing a job, maybe there was somebody in your family who was sick or something like that, yes, you could probably remember it. But when it comes to the stresses that are the size of the things that were on that list that you just mentally made in your head, can you remember all 5, 10, 15, or 20 things that you were stressed about a year ago today? I guarantee you can't. So, the point of the quote is, did it matter? Again, did it make any major difference that you were stressed about those things? And if the answer is no, let's figure out what we can do to decrease those little stresses, the things that don't actually do any good, the ones that don't support you having a really great day or having whatever the situation is be improved or bettered or increasing the likelihood that they're going to turn out in a more positive way. Just like we said before, anytime that you tackle a situation in a more positive, upbeat way, you are going to probably, for the most part, most likely, actually improve the outcome of the situation itself. Just take, honestly, I've even seen this. There's times when I don't even think about it, where I went to the grocery store one day recently, and I was in like an awesome mood. I just really was. I had a great experience. As strange as it sounds, I actually had a great experience at a dentist's office of all places, the place that I avoid like the plague. Like I go to the dentist once every 10 years if I absolutely 100% have to. And even then in this past situation, I suffered for about 3 months before I finally forced myself to go. And I went and it ended up being an awesome experience. I was shocked. I really enjoyed everybody there. They were nice. They were kind. They were sweet. They were super nice and helpful to me. Literally, as I was paying my bill, I found not only did they reduce the bill for me, they took something off the bill that I thought I'd have to pay for. And then as I go to walk out, she goes, "Would you like a warm chocolate chip cookie?" And I just laughed and was like, "Are you serious? Like, are you allowed to offer that? You're a dentist's office." But it was just a wonderful experience in that everyone was just so kind. I didn't know what planet I was on. Just like with the experiences I feel like I've had lately and some of the other places I've been to, it felt really unique and special. And I was in such a wonderful mood. And I went ahead and I stopped at the store after that. And when I went in the store, I noticed everyone was smiling at me. And it dawned on me that I was smiling at them first. Just remember that you are so much like a mirror. Whatever you project, you get back. If you are in a terrible state of mind and a terrible mood, most likely it's showing up on your face, in your facial expressions, in the fact that your brow is furrowed and you don't have a smile. And even if it's just legitimate things that you're sitting there stressing about, it certainly doesn't help to then look around the world and have it mirror exactly what your mood is. Everyone you see and make eye contact with you is going to reflect back that same energy, that same frustration, that same level of, they might even like tone down happiness a little bit because maybe they might even not think of you too much, but just human nature, you're going to react to what you see. So if you see someone looking like they're upset, you're not going to want to smile in their face and feel like you're insulting them. So people are going to mimic what they see coming from you. In my scenario, I was once again reminded that as I went around with a better attitude, I saw a better attitude reflected back in my direction. Everyone was chatty and smiley, and it was wonderful. I think I ended up chatting with the cashier far more than I ever normally would have. I usually am very friendly, very nice, but we actually had like full conversations, and it was just because I was already in this mood. And then my mood was continuously supported and continuously driven in that same direction because I had started it in that direction. My initial happiness and joy that I gathered from that place and from the people that were working there, which most likely all of them were so happy because in the exact same way, each one sort of inspires the next. So it was just a really great work environment where everyone seemed to be working well together and positive and a really great, happy, comfortable atmosphere. And it just snowballs. So it snowballed for me where I left there and then I continued to showcase this happy, positive, upbeat attitude. And then everyone started to reflect that back to me and it continued to progress in that positive direction. Maybe try to think over the next couple days how many times that you don't even realize you're doing it, but you're just not thinking about what you're projecting. I'm not even saying you're grumpy going around just stomping everywhere, glaring at everybody, but you might just not even be realizing what you're projecting. And just try for a moment or two, whenever you get a chance, to think a little bit more about being cognizant of what you're projecting. Think about trying to put a smile on your face when before you might not have thought twice about it, and just see if you can get the mirror of the world around you reflecting back to you that same smile that you're putting on your face. I promise you, even though it doesn't really change much as far as the fact that you have to get the groceries and then get home and start to cook dinner, it's way more fun and way more enjoyable to do all those things when the world is reflecting positivity back your direction rather than maybe the just complete apathy or lack of any emotion. Why not add a little bit of extra smiles to your day? Why not support somebody else going home that day feeling happy that they had someone smiling at them and the mirror that was being reflected back to them was a much happier, brighter reflection? I hope you have a fantastic day. I hope that you go out and shine as brightly as you can so that you can see it reflecting back from other directions and improve everybody around you just as much as you hope that they return the favor. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to sign up for Daily Motivation Mail and have these episodes sent straight to your inbox. Also, head to the website motivationdepot.net to check out all of the other products, tools, and resources we have to help you stay motivated to shine one day at a time.